8. Sex, relationships, and family. I used to joke that I didn't know much about sex because I was married. Married or not, many clutterers confided in me that their sex lives were unsatisfying. Although a study in the Journal of Sex and Marital Therapy indicated that 80% of OCD marriages were significantly troubled, there are other studies that show that OCD marriages are about as happy as any other. One psychiatrist whom I spoke with summed up the complexity of this issue. In most cases, no one bothers to get baseline data about sexual activity. An incapacitating case of hoarding or cluttering would make a successful sex life difficult. The individual is preoccupied with a pathologic behavior, and potential partners would be put off. It is not safe to say that people in treatment have little sex life. It depends on how they cope with sexual side effects and whether the particular individual experiences them. Relationships. Married clutterers have a real dilemma. Most of them had not progressed far in their disease when they married and formed strong relationships with their spouses. Later, as the disease took over, the spouse just kept hoping it would get better. As the husband of a clutterer said to me, "You don't throw someone away like a broken toy when they become sick. You still love them. You do the best you can, even when you don't know what to do. Finally, you just give up and hope for a miracle." Nagging often becomes the tool of choice for the non-clutterer. "If you would just listen to me, things would be better. Why can't you just take my advice?" Anyone who has ever lived with a nagging spouse